From 91.5 KRCC, this is Aircheck, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jake Brownell.
I'm Jeff Beery.
I'm Vicki Gregor.
Vicki, did you ever play an instrument when you were a kid? Were you in music class?
No, I was in choir and chorus, and I pounded the desk to the music in my head, but nothing formal at all. What about you?
I played the recorder in the seventh grade, but it didn't take. It was the recorder. How hip is that? But you know, in this next segment of Aircheck, Jake visited a school in Pueblo where they do music and band just a little differently at the Chavez Huerta Preparatory Academy, a K-12 charter school on Pueblo's west side. Students have the opportunity to learn and perform mariachi music. Jake's got the story.
As the 9 a.m. bell rings at Chavez Huerta Preparatory Academy, kids make their way between small classroom buildings scattered about the Pueblo campus. In a little classroom in one of those buildings, a handful of students tune up for their morning music class.
Okay, guys, just get your chair, please sit normally and relax.
Leading the class is Jorge Melo. He wears a well-tailored, pale green suit adorned with gold-embroidered eagles and a large green neckerchief, sort of like a floppy bow tie.
Is it traje de mariachi?
A traje is the traditional performance outfit for mariachi musicians. Most of the students in Mr. Melo's class, who range in age from 14 to 17, are wearing trajes too.
And this is the advanced mariachi, Aguila. And we have basically 11 musicians that perform. The other musicians that you see that they don't have a traje, they are under study in the advance, so they get the opportunity to come here to this class so that they can learn.
Like choir or marching band at other schools, mariachi is integrated into the curriculum at Chavez Huerta, and the Advanced Mariachi Group is the premier music ensemble at the school. Mr. Melo runs the mariachi program, which includes classes for students at all ages and levels of musical ability. In his courses, he says he adapts the Colorado State music education standards to mariachi instruction.
Follow the shape of the mouth, okay? So they get to perform individually or in groups. They learn vocabulary, they learn new music, scales, intervals. They have their training too. And they practice rhythms. Okay, so basically, we did that already. In the rest of the week, we rehearse songs. Okay, guys, so let's rehearse, okay? So let's just stand up. Warm up a little bit.
In the group, there are violins, trumpets, guitars, and a guitarón, which looks like a jumbo acoustic guitar and sounds a bit like a bass. Mr. Melo says in these instruments, you can hear the history of mariachi, which was born in the 19th century in Mexico out of the interaction between indigenous people and the music of European colonists.
Their instrument, like the violin, is a European instrument, right? And they have the Spanish guitar, like those guitars. Those are more Spanish guitar-like. But indigenous from Mexico, because during the colony time, they created their own music. They adapt the instruments, right? And they started to build their own music, the peasant music, the town music, right? The one that comes from the heart.
Tell me, musically, what distinguishes mariachi? Is it the instruments? Is it the rhythms? Is it the melodies?
Well, mariachi music is very versatile. We play all genres, basically. We can play jazz, classical, anything. But if we talk just about the mariachi style, there is a genre called son. That's what defines the mariachi music. And that song has a lot of syncopations on it. So it's very hard, even for some classical trained musicians, to be able to play the syncopations. And that's why when they start young like them, it just becomes a natural thing, right? It's a lot of technical difficulties. So yeah, so the musically could be very challenging.
The mariachi program at Chavez Huerta was started shortly after the school was founded in 2001. Mr. Melo was hired to take over the program in 2009. At the time, he was living in Denver, where he'd gotten his master's in music. He says he was attracted to Chavez Huerta after the school's then CEO, Lawrence Hernandez, explained to him the special significance of mariachi music in Pueblo.
He told me, we really love mariachi music in Pueblo. I mean, it's a unique thing. I mean, we have it. It's in our roots. It doesn't matter. I mean, we are called Chicanos or we have been here for, I mean, whatever. We don't even, cannot even speak Spanish. It's still part of our culture.
According to media reports, Lawrence Hernandez was fired from the school in 2009 amid a controversy over mismanagement. But the school's commitment to mariachi music has persisted. The students in the mariachi ensemble come from a variety of backgrounds, and they all had their own reasons for joining the group. Some, like violinist Leticia Garcia, say they grew up with mariachi music.
Well, my grandparents listen to mariachi like a lot. Like, it's always been a like thing we all listen to, you know? And I have a close cousin that recently just passed away. So that's like kind of like how we bonded, like we got along with it. And my mom was just like, join. Because he was always older than me and he played like in the performing group, so she always was like, just play. And so I played and then we started to like bond about it, and that's kind of like how we bonded, and I kind of just loved it after. I've been playing for a long time.
Trumpet player Eric Dominguez says he also has strong family ties to mariachi.
My parents, you know, they would listen to mariachi music a lot, actually just Spanish music in general. And just it really just runs through the family. Recently, I've had an uncle pass away. Well, my mom told me a story about him, saying that he would always pick this one song. And it just happens to be a song that actually I happen to sing in mariachi, which happens to be called Hermoso Cariño. It was one of his favorite songs, and I just carry it on.
Other students, like 14-year-old Isaac Millsaps, say they barely listened to mariachi music prior to joining the ensemble.
Not very much at all, you know, because I just hadn't been exposed to it, but I enjoyed it very much, you know.
What do you like about it?
I just like the energy more than anything, the passion in the singing, you know, stuff like that. It's just such a passionate form of music. It's one of my favorite things about it.
Regardless of background, the students seem to share a love for mariachi music and a strong feeling of community in the mariachi ensemble. Alyssa Velasquez is a guitarist in the group.
I kind of wanted to be in a band, but I didn't really think I wanted to do mariachi. But I joined it for 1 year, and then I tried quitting. But then Mr. Mello brought me back, which I'm so glad for because I love it now. And it's like mariachi is like a family, and it's like my passion now, and I'm so glad he brought me back and he didn't let me quit that first year.
Mariachi is a tradition, right? It's a culture. And it's something that I treasure a lot because, especially working with my students here, they have something special. You can see that they are very young, right? Super young. But they have a passion for this. I'm really proud of each of them. They have a unique personalities, but once we start rehearsing and performing, I think that different personalities become just one. And that's super important.
The Advanced Mariachi Ensemble has performed throughout the state, and some of the students have even traveled to France, Spain, Portugal, and Austria to play. For Mr. Melo, who grew up in Mexico but has traveled and performed all over the world, mariachi has a power that transcends language and culture.
And it despised the race, despised the place. Mariachi music involves, I mean, a lot of deep feelings. But people feel the same. It doesn't matter if they don't understand the language. They get to understand, feel the music. Some of my students here at this place have had the opportunity, the honor to travel and perform abroad. And they experience how people, they saw how people embrace this music despite the language barrier. They still find this music colorful. They find it very, very, I mean, challenging too and beautiful. That's mariachi music.
That was Jake Brownell visiting the Advanced Mariachi Ensemble at Chavez Huerta Academy in Pueblo. To see photos of the group and for details about their next performance, head to krcc.org.